Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. A Māori representative of the Public Service Association says the wholesale cuts to public servants shows a government that is breaking its constitutional obligations to serve the people of Aotearoa. Another 1,000-plus jobs went on the bonfire yesterday in Oranga Tamariki and education as the departments make the savings demanded to pay for tax cuts. Mike Tanner says it's a triple whammy for staff who showed during COVID and the response to Cyclone Gabriel how vital it is to have a public sector workforce willing and able to step up in times of crisis. He says by prioritising tax cuts over the needs of a growing population, the coalition is revealing its true agenda.
What this coalition seems to be focusing on, services to Māori, services to Tamariki Māori, services to those people that we know are disadvantaged, and we know the history of this. But if you can change the obligation of this government by focusing on a big package that includes changing the principles of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, then your obligation changes.
Mike Tanner says it's a sign of disrespect Te Iwi Māori has not been consulted, even though Māori will be most affected. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon is unapologetic about the number of public service job cuts. Speaking from Bangkok on the second leg of his three-country trade tour of Southeast Asia, Mr. Luxon says it's what people voted for.
Some of those roles are vacancies and others will be real job losses. That will be a tough time for those individuals that have been impacted. But New Zealanders expect us to make sure that every dollar is actually directed towards delivering an outcome. And so that's why you can be confident that as we go through the budget, there'll be an increase in support and resources and funding for Oranga Tamariki in education.
About 3,000 public service positions have been cut so far. Māori Tourism Chair Dale Stevens says authentic Indigenous tourism experiences will be the next big thing for global tourism. Mr. Stevens is in Taiwan for the World Indigenous Tourism Symposium, which has brought together 700 Indigenous representatives from 55 countries. He says many travellers are seeking meaningful and immersive experiences with Indigenous cultures in their natural environments. Some existing operators see this as competition.
The big concern for Indigenous operators across the world is we all try our best and work really hard to protect our culture and protect our environment. And sometimes some countries quite oppositional positions from mainstream tourism, which is actually quite destructive to those particular elements.
Dale Stevens says other Indigenous groups are keen to see how Māori are growing tourism sustainably in Aotearoa. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle! We'll be right back.